Mr. Oz, good morning.
Mitch, very good morning, and lovely to have you back.
Yeah, I've been away for a couple of days.
Felt like years,
I'm sure it did, for about four days. I was up in the beautiful Byron Bay, Murray.
Right, nice part of the world.
Yeah, beautiful part of the world. Very hot as well.
Was it hot?
Yeah, it's nice. I got a bit browner in case you didn't notice.
Oh, I didn't notice. No, don't look at your suntan that closely. The daughter of some great friends of ours just moved up there with a boyfriend.
Oh, fantastic.
They are diving. They're diving instructors.
Really?
And just adores that part of the world.
Well, it's kind of weird because I was kind of a bit thrown because there's more like burger shops than there are hippies in Byron Bay now, which is kind of weird.
I haven't been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
It's kind of weird. But I wanted to get your read on this because you are going to share some dad jokes with us in just a minute. But, you know, you're also the very paternal figure of 2SER Breakfast.
Is that a good thing?
And something it kind of struck me and my wife as we were driving through Byron Bay, a lot of hitchhikers.
Oh, yeah. It's still dangerous, isn't it?
Well, that's what...
No one ever heard of Ivan Milat.
That's what we were saying, especially in that part of the world. Do you know what I mean? But it is a very friendly sort of bohemian sort of area.
Did you pick anyone up?
We didn't know because we were just sort of staying in the area, and they had signs saying, let's go to Brisbane or whatever, you know. So they were out for a serious
trip. They wanted
journey.
A serious trip. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I personally probably wouldn't ever do it unless it was an emergency. But I wanted to get your read on because you're a man of worldly experience. Did you hitchhike?
Oh, mate, all the time when I was a kid. Growing up in New Zealand, there was zero problemo. I suppose I did most of my hitching in 1977. I was studying up in Wellington, and my girlfriend at the time lived in Palmerston North, which is about 100 miles, 150 k's, whatever it is, north of Wellington.
Mm.
And the vehicle I had back then was this. I was actually living in my van, and it was an old dunger. And the best she could do was get up the hill to Johnsonville, which is just north of the capital city, Wellington. I'd park it there in Johnsonville on a Friday night, stick my thumb out, and end up in Palmerston North that Friday evening. I'd hitchhike back on the Sunday and just point the old van downhill and coast back down into Wellington. I mean, it was a pretty daft lifestyle living in the back of the van, but had my washing in there and I had a dog. And
good setup?
It was a pretty cool setup. Couldn't brush my teeth that often. But another time I was a truck driver for a bit, and they had a new, I forget what it was, it wasn't a Woolworths store, it was a department store that needed to have new cabinetry.
Oh.
Up in the Marlborough Sounds, up in Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drove up from Christchurch. I had the job of taking up a lot of this cabinetry. And I picked up a young woman on the side of the road.
Okay.
And, I mean, Highway 1's pretty good, but she lived in this hippie joint up off the main road.
Mm-hmm.
And have a guess who put the truck in a ditch. God, that's stupid. Have a guess who didn't have a job.
So, any hairy moments apart from ending up in a ditch?
Oh, never. No. I mean, never got scared. Mm. Often got treated rather well.
Really?
When you get picked up, when you're hitchhiking. You get treated rather well in all sorts of ways.
You wouldn't do it now, though, would you?
I would not do it now, and I would definitely counsel everybody against doing it. I'd be nuts. I'd just go crazy if my kids ever thought it was a good idea.
Didn't that just
too dangerous. It's just too many fruitcakes out there.
Yeah. Is that just a Sydney thing, or would you let it happen
worldwide?
Okay.
My wife did a lot of hitching in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day.
Mm. So less fruitcakes around then, but
either you're just young and stupid. I don't know.
Okay.
But now, I mean, seriously, look what happened to the hitchhikers who fell into the hands of Ivan Milat.
Mm.
I mean, it's just too frightening to think about.
Okay. All right. So
he's a seriously bad guy.
The glory days of Mario living in a van are over.
Well, who hasn't done that?
All right. Well, let's move on to your terrible dad jokes. What do you got for us?
Dad gags. I've got some shockers this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the chewing gum cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
Because it was stuck to the chicken's foot.
Okay.
How does a crazy person travel through the woods?
I'm not sure.
He takes the psychopath.
Oh, that's bad. It's new level bad.
A husband and a wife married for 60 years. They had no secrets at all except for one. The woman kept in her side of the wardrobe a shoebox that she'd forbidden her husband from ever opening.
Mm.
But she's on her deathbed. She's about to go.
Mm-hmm.
After 60 married years. And with her blessing, the old man opens the box. Inside he finds a crocheted doll and $95,000 cash.
Whoa!
He says, man, what's going on here? What's going on, baby? He says to her. Well, she says, my mother told me the secret to a happy marriage was to never argue. Instead, she said I should keep quiet and crochet a doll. The husband's so touched. He's about to say goodbye to his bride of 60 years. Only one doll in the box. That meant you'd only been angry with me once in 60 years. That's fantastic, baby. But what about all the money, she says? Oh, that's the money I made, she says, from selling all the dolls.
There it is. The three worst dad jokes you can hear anywhere on radio on a Wednesday morning anyway. Mario, thank you so much.
Pleasure, my friend.